Okay, we got off to the Mishnah Kuf Yud Zayin on Beis. Mazal Gulei Kli Shlishi, they poured the third kais of wine. Mevarach al Mezaini, and that was used for Birkas HaMazon. Revi, then the fourth kais, Garim Alav as a Halal, was used to finish off Halal. We already started Halal at the end of the Agadah, like we had in yesterday's Gemara, how much? So from the place that they left off to the end of the Halal, that's what they say on the kais Revi. Now there was another gears in the Mishnah that we don't seem to have, but the Gemara is going to say it either way, that you say afterwards Halal HaGadol, which is, like the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly Halal HaGadol is, but the way we paskin, it's the kapita with all the haidus, haidu l'asham kitav kilam chastai. Then, Ra'im Allah Birkas Hashir, you say then Birkas Hashir, which the Gemara is going to also discuss what is this Birkas Hashir. Bein ha-kaisis alalu, between the kaisis, im reitzav lishtais yishteh, if he wants to drink more, he may. However, bein shlish revila yishteh, between the third and the fourth, he may not drink. We already spoke about this once earlier, there's a machlokes rishonim why, what the point of this halacha is, but many quote the Yerushalmi that says that the we're chayshe that he's going to get drunk and he's not going to be able to say howl properly. Masha Enkin until now was during the Suda, and wine during the Suda doesn't make a person drunk. Amar Reb Chanan the Rava. Reb Chanan said to Rava, Shmami na Birkas HaMazon tu una kais. From the fact that the kais shlishi is on Birkas HaMazon, must be that Birkas HaMazon normally needs a kais. Which was a shayla, we discussed it earlier in our Masechta, it's a shayla Masechta's Brachas, if Birkas HaMazon needs a kais or not. And the fact that we're saying that the kais shlishi is for Birkas HaMazon, so the Mer is assuming as of now that that's the ikar reason why you have the kais shlishi, so it must be that Birkas HaMazon needs a kais. So on that Amalei, so he said back to him, Rabbi said back to Rav Chanan, it's not a raya, Abba Kasi Tokinu Rabbanon. Pesach night, there was a takana to have Arba kaises derech Eirus. In order to remember the Cheres, in order to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Chavakad Nevi Mitzvah, but they didn't stop want you to drink four Kaises. They wanted each one to be a Kaisha Bracha on a Mitzvah. So one was for Kiddush, one was for the Agada, one's for Halal, so one's for Birkas HaMazon. Meaning to say, even if normally you hold Bracha into a Kais, over here, Birkas HaMazon needs a Kais, in order to this way get in four Kaises. Then we said, Ravi, Gaimer Love is a Howl. Va'imer Love Birkas Hashir. The fourth Kais, they finished Howl, and they said Birkas Hashir. My Birkas Hashir, what is this Birkas Hashir? Rav Yehuda Imer Yahalucha Hashem Alekeinu. You say Yahalucha the same way that we say at the end of a regular Howl. So Rashbam is very bothered with his Shita, so what's the Chiddush of Birkas Hashir? If you say Birkas Hashir means Yalucha, every time you say Halal, you end off with Halalucha. So, what's the Chiddush that you say Birkas Hashir? So, because of this, the Rashbam, which is interesting because it's a kasha on a Shita in the Gemara, you have to answer it. But because of this, he's machri, like the next Shita, who says that Birkas Hashir means something else. But you still have to have a pshat in this Rav Yehuda. So, Tosfos answers, one of two answers. First of all, that we had earlier in our Masechta that the that this is one of the things that is totally a makom shenagu. Some people had a minig to make a bracha after howl, and some people didn't had a minig not to make a bracha at the end of howl. So the chiddush of Pesach night is even in a makom shenagu that they don't make a bracha at the end of howl, but alpha pikein Pesach night you have to make a bracha. That's one teretz that Tosfos says. A second teretz that Tosfos says is that you could have thought that dafka halal by day needs a bracha acharav, but halal by night, it's not a real halal. That's what you may have thought, and therefore it doesn't require a bracha afterwards. Kamash alone that you need to say the yalucha afterwards. That would be the chiddush according to Yehuda, who says that because the shir that our Mishnah mentions is the regular yalucha. But either way,
we just say that we're just telling you where the place, where what we're doing now after the fourth kais. Like Birkas HaMazon, it wasn't special. There's no Chiddush by it if you hold. And look, my Sigmar said maybe,
So the question is, but why do we call it Birkas HaShir? You say, Gaimer Lovas HaHal, Ima Bracha, whatever. Birkas Hashir sounds like it's...
Why do they call it Birkas
Hashir? Right, yeah, it sounds like you're saying a special bracha, right.
That's the Rishbam's comment. Right,
right,
why
yeah.
Why do they call it Birkas Hashir?
Right. I mean, what are we straight? You should say, I'm a love howl in Birkhasir, or something simple. Like that. I mean, why are we... It sounds like we're adding something new, a new chiddush by saying Birkas Hashir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nishmas Kochai, what you say, the Birkas Hashir that we're referring to is Nishmas. And over here, you have the big Machlokes Rishonim, which comes out to the Machlokes Minhagim, which originally was a Machlokes Minhagim, but now, I guess by many people, it depends on which Haggadah you have. So that passes what your minig is for that year. But we definitely hold that you say Nishmas. The question is, do you say Nishmas and Yahalucha, or just Nishmas? And if you do say both, do you say Yahalucha after Howl? Just don't say Melech Mehula Batish Bachois, and then go into Howl HaGadol, and then Nishmas, and then you finish off Nishmas with Baruchei Olamim? Or at the end of Nishmas, you say Haluka, and then you finish Melech Mehula Batish Bachois. There's many different minhagim based on the Machlokes Rishonim over here. Exactly, do you say one chasima, two chasimas, and if you say two chasimas, when do you say the two chasimas? You say Haluka after the first Halal, and then Nishmas till the end of Yishtabach after the second one, or you say Nishmas till halfway through Yishtabach, and then you finish off with Yaluka at the end of the second thing, or you don't say Yaluka at all. Tarama. Revi goy malavas ahal, the fourth kais you finish ahal, va'im ahal agadol, and afterwards you say ahal agadol, the retarfin. V'yeshamim, others say that you don't say ahal agadol, but rather you say Hashem ro'i le'yachzar, you say the mizmor nedavar Hashem ro'i le'yachzar. And the reason is, like there's an inyan to say this by every suda, technically, and because it's showing you have a bit, every time you eat, you're showing that you have a bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the mezainis is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here as well, we're right after the Suda, right after the Seder. So according to this Yeshem, you say this Mizmar of Hashem Ra'il Yechzer. Me'echan HaLagol, what is this HaLagol that we refer to? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me'hoidu Ad Na'ariz Bavel. You say that one capital from Hoidu, Me'hoidu Hashem Kitev Kilom Chastai, all the way to the end of the capital, up to the beginning of the next capital, which is Avalei Bacha, which is Al Na'ariz Bavel. You start all the way earlier. You start from the beginning of the 15 Shira Malis. You say all the 15 Shira Malis. Then you say the in between, there's one capital, which we also say by Pesukah the Zimmer Shabbos morning right before Haidu. There's a Halukah that said over there. You say that capital as well, and the capital of Vaidul Hashem Ki Tav Ki Lam Chasli, all the way to the end of that capital, until Al Naris Bavel. Reb Achav Bar Yaakov Amr Ki Yaakov B'chalei Ka Ad Naris Bavel. You say from Ki Yaakov B'chalei Ka, which is the capital beforehand, till Al Naris Bavel. So you, according to this Shita, you say those two capitlach, Kuflamid He and Kuflamid Vav. Why is this capital in Tehillim called HaLagadol? Because Hashem, it says over there in one of the Tukim is Nais Nachem L'Chol Basar Ki Lam Chastai. So it says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechalik, is Yoshev Beruma Shel Olam, he sits up in Shemayim, he's Mechalik Mezainis for every creature, for every burial. So because of that, it mentions that Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, so that's why it's called Halal HaGadol. Or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hani Esrim V'Shisha Hoidu Keneged Mi. It says 26 times in that capital, Kilo Lam Chastai. What's a Keneged? Says the Gemara, Keneged Chav Vav Dairish Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai. The first 26 generations of the world, v'loinosan lohem Torah. The Torah wasn't yet given, and the whole tachas of the world is for matan Torah, and like we know, that's from matan Torah on, the whole world only exists only because of the Torah. And im loy brisi yom v'ladachus shemayim v'aretz le'samti, the Torah would cease to exist without Torah. So really, the first 26 generations of the world, really the world shouldn't have been able to exist. And nonetheless, Hashem allowed the world to exist for those 26 generations, and He sustained them with His chesed. So that's the 26 kilam chesed, is that for 26 generations, Hashem b'chastei was on the entire world, allowed the world to exist, and He even sustained the world for those 26 generations, even though the Torah wasn't given yet. Amar Reb Chisda, Mai dichsiv, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv kilam chastoi. What does it mean, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv kilam chastoi? What's the ki toiv? When a person has a chayv, a person deserves to be punished. So Hashem collects that chayv, that debt, from a person's tuva, from the tayv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Meaning, instead of punishing his guf, He punishes him by taking away his possessions, and that will serve as an einish, which is much lighter, obviously, than being punished physically. Asher b'shayrei, for example, an usher who has more expensive animals, so he has oxen, so he gets punished, he loses his ox. Whereas Ani, who has less, he can't afford an ox, but he at least has a sheep, he loses his sheep. Yasim will lose his egg. Almana b'tanagolta, she'll lose her hen. I mean, each person, depending on what they have, they'll lose their possessions first rather than get punished physically. The mezainis of a person is harsh, is hard to come by. Kiflayim kiyaleda, twice as hard as a lady giving birth, twice as much as a lady giving birth. How do I know this? The either biyaleda ksiv, because when a lady gives birth, it says, this is in the klal that after the eighth adas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chava, it says the etzev tel di bonim, is one lashon of etzev. The mezainis ksiv. You'll eat it. Sounds like it's a double etzev. So, however hard leida is, tzar leida, which is called the etzev tel dibonim. So, getting parnasa is beitzavain is a double etzev. So, it's twice as much as the tzar of leida.
We tell the tzar why. Probably a little dangerous telling over this.
Yes, many things in Daf Yomi are meant to not be repeated at all.
Yeah, I see the Rambam did not pass it like this. Mm-hmm. I don't see
a nice of the Rambam. V'amar b'yechanan, kashem v'zay naisav shal adam, yaisa min ha-gu'ula. The zaynay shal adam are so hard that they are even more than the redeeming kaiso from their tzaras and their galus. It was Aydeya Malach Ba'alma. Yaakov said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took care of me, who gave me Mizainis. You need Hashem himself, Kaviyachal, to do that. Orim Mishu ben Levi, Bishal Sha'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, V'koitz v'dardu tatzmiach lach, thorns, different types of growths will grow for you instead of grain. So Zolgo in the mice, his eyes started pouring forth tears. Amar lefano Ribbono Shel Olam, ani v'chamuri necho be'evus echad, I should eat with together with my donkey in the same trough. I mean, I'm going to end up eating the same food as my animal. So kivin al shamalai, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu continued and said, b'zdeyas hapecha teichol lechem, with the sweat of your brow, you'll eat bread, meaning if you sweat and toil, you'll end up getting grain, you'll end up eating it. So even though it was technically a klal that he's only going to get food, I didn't much toil, but nonetheless, in Skaradite, he felt better. At least I'm not going to be eating the same way that my animal's eating. Rish Lakish says, we would have been lucky in Mamadu Barishayna if we would have stayed with the first klal. Because we didn't get saved from it, because we still do eat the grasses of the field, meaning we still have the first call of the kaitzadara tatmiach, like you end up eating the grasses of the field, and on top of that, when we want to eat bread, it's b'zeis apachat teichalechem. So technically we got stuck with both. Amar Rav Shizbi, Mishmeid Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Kasha Mizaynes Shaladim Kekriyas Yamsuf. Mizaynes of a person is harsh like Kriyas Yamsuf. Techzid Naisen Lachem Echol Basar. In this capital of the all the kilim chaste, so one of them is leizer nachal mechobas, like we mentioned before. Another one of them is the geizer yamsut gzarim. So it sounds like the same hard, however hard it is to be geizer yamsut gzarim, to cut up, break open the yamsut into separate pieces. That's how hard it is to be leizer nachal mechobas. Or Rav Elazar ben Azariah, caution the kavav shel adam. If a person's Rahman Litzlan, his nekavim, his holes that allow him to let out his waste, whether it's the Meir Aglaim, whether it's Tzaya, so if they get blocked off and the body can't function properly, that's as harsh as Yom Amisa. That's like a person dying, and also as harsh as Kriyas Yamsu, meaning being saved from it. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Meir Tzaya Lipoteach, the Tzaya hurried up to open up to be able to be released and not get stuck. Uksiv Basrei, it says right afterwards, Rega Yom Yemugalov. So that's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Tzaya being able to be released in the body is compared to Kriyas Yamsuf, and the end of the pasuk over there is this is the end of the pasuk of the first pasuk. So it says afterwards, that means it sounds like if the tzaya wouldn't open up, it's like misa. It will lead to misa. But Amar Sheshes, Mishum Avlozim and Azariah, Kolam Avazas Hamayadois. Someone is Mavazah Mayadois. He doesn't treat yomtiv properly. And over here is a famous Rashi. Rashbam learns in Rashi and other places learn as well. That it's not only referring to Yom Tov itself, but it's referring to Chol HaMoed. If a person does Malacha on Chol HaMoed when he's not supposed to, so Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Shenema Elehei Maseich Alei Saslach. You shouldn't make for yourself idols of molten metal. Uksi Basrei Eschag HaMatzah Tishmar. So it's comparing Shemir Samayadais to Oved Avodah Zarah. Anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, call him a Makabal Lashon Hara, or he's Makabal Lashon Hara. V'chol ha-meyed edus shecher b'chaveri, or somebody who says false edus on his friend, which is a type of Moedi Shem, a type of Lashon Hara. Roi l'ashlichu l'kalavim, so he's fitting that he should be thrown to the dogs. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, l'kelo tashlichu noisai. Uksi basrei, the next pasuk is, l'sisa shem ashav. You shouldn't carry false words, false rumors. So that's Makabal Lashon Hara. Someone who listens to Lashon Hara, you have no right to believe it. So as far as you're concerned, it's Shem Hashav. So someone who is nice is Shem Hashav is Samach to Lakal Tashlichan because he's Roy Lashlichan the Klovim. The Karibay Leisasi, and even though it says Leisisa Shem Hashav, you could also read it Leisasi Shem Hashav. I mean, so not only should you not be Makabalit, but there's also an Avera to give it over to other people that they should be Makabalit. So that's an Issa for the Misaper. Fayti Gemara, V'chimi Achar Di'ikah Halal HaGadol. If there's Halal HaGadol, which as we said is so Choshev, so Ana my time I'm reading high. So why normally when we say Halal, do we say the regular Halal, not Halal HaGadol? Says the Gemara Mishum Sheyesh Boi Hei Devarim, because it has five things that are mentioned in Halal, like we said before, that Halal is meant to be said, I'll call Paraku Paraku, I'll call Tzara Tzara. So Halal mentions the Geula that we had from the various Tzaras, so therefore, that's why Halal is said. So therefore we dafka say this Halal that has in it these five Geulas and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. What are these five things? Yetzias Mitzrayim. It mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim in Halal, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMesim, V'chel Rishon Mashiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tichsiv, B'tzeis Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Tichsiv, Ayom Rav, Ayonois, Matan Torah, Tichsiv, Ahar Mokhtu Kri Elim, the mountains jumped and danced like Elim, which happened by Matan Torah. Tchias amazing nirsiv is halachah lifnei Hashem paratz hachayim. That's referring to lasid lavoi. So obviously this tchias amazing. And lastly, chevel shel Mashiach nirsiv leilanu Hashem leilanu. That Hashem should save us for His sake from the chevel shel Mashiach. V'amar Rabbi Yechon leilanu Hashem leilanu zeh shibun malchus. This is being the shibun malchus that's going to be at the end of the goals, that which is the chevel shel Mashiach. Is referring to the Muhammad's Gagomaglik, which is also a part of the Chavis.
Yesterday we said this was by Kriyas Yamsuf.
Yeah, yesterday we said about five or six different pshatim in what Leilanu Hashem Leilanu is.
Right.
Yes, Enacharam. This is another pshat. Enacharam. Yeah. Another sheet. Reb Nachman by Yitzhak Amar Meshi Yesh by Milut Nasha Shel Tzadikim. Another reason why we say this Hallel is because it mentions how the lives of Tzadikim were saved from Gehenim. The neshamas of Tzadikim were saved from Gehenim. Shenemar Ona Hashem Alta Nashi. Because again, in Tilim over there in one of the kapitlach of Hallel, Dar Melach Davin Sakadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem save my nefesh from Gehenim. Chizki Amar. Another reason why we say this Hallel is when Nishi Yeshba Yiridasa Shel Tzadikim LeKishon HaEish. It talks about the nace that happened when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went to the Kishon HaEish. Well, Yosem, they were taken out. Well, Yosem, they were taken out from it. Yiridasa Nechsev Leilanu Hashem Leilanu, which is one of the pshatim that we said before, that they davened the Hashem save us from the Kishon HaEish, not for our sake, but from your sake. And now the Gemara breaks it down even further than we did until now. Until now, we just said that's what Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said when they were thrown into the Kishon HaEish. So now the Gemara breaks it down and says as follows: Leilanu Hashem Leilanu Amar Chananya. Chananya said the first pasuk Leilanu Hashem Leilanu. Kedushim Chatein Kavod Amar Mishael. Rather for do it for your name's sake, Hashem. That was said by Mishael. Al Chastecha Amitecha Amar Azariah. And Azariah said, "For give the Kavod Al Chastecha for by your doing your Chesed and Amitecha and the fact that you're Ma'amis your words." That Azariah said, and then Lama Yomer Agoyim. The next pasuk, Lama Yomer Agoyim, Ayin Nar Lakeim, Amukulam. All three of them said together. So that's the tefillah that they said when they went into the Kishon HaEish. Al Yasam Kishon HaEish Tisiv Halu Was Hashem Kol Goyim, which again Amar Chanani. That Chanani said, Shabhu Kol Umim Amar Mishael Ki Gavra Leinu Chas Deyomer Azariah Vemes Hashem Loilam Aluka Amukulam. They all said together. VYeshayim Vemes Hashem Loilam. Gavriel Amri. Gavriel was the one who said that. Why did he say that? Because when Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kishon HaEish, Amar Gavriel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gavriel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eved Ve'etzanin, I want to go down, I want to have the schus of going down and cooling down the fire, V'atzel HaTzadik, to save this tzadik, Avram Avinu Mekishon HaEish. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said to Gavriel, Ani Yochev Bo'ilami, I'm a yachid in the world. Who yachid by lama? And he's also a yachid in the world because he was the only one at the time to recognize Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Not the yachid, so it's fitting for the yachid lahatzel as a yachid. So it's fitting that I should be the one to save Avram Avinu personally. Ulefisha Hakadosh Baruch Hu inim kaper schar kol beriyah. But since Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back the schar of any creature, therefore Amar tiske v'tatzel shloshim mibnei bonav. So it is b'schus that you wanted to be the one to save Avraham Avinu, you'll be zeicher one day to save three of his descendants, which was Chananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Dor Asher b'Shimon Ashiloni b'Shoshe Hipol Nevuchadnezzar Arasha Chananiah, Mishael, Azariah the second Kishon HaEish. So therefore, when Nevuchadnezzar Arasha threw Chananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the Kishon HaEish, Oman Yurkumu Sar Habarad, this Malach who's the Sar. The one in charge of the Barod came, stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar the fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, Eved V'Tzadik as a Kishon, I want to go be the one to cool down the Kishon so that they shouldn't get burned. V'Atzel HaTzadikim Alo, and thereby save these Tzadikim, the Kishon HaEish. Amar the Gavriel, so Gavriel said to this Malach, Ein Gu Rosh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kach, that doesn't show a godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatal Sar Barad, you are the Sar of Barad, which is ice. Vakol Yaidim Shamay Machabin is the Eish. That's the double portion, that fire should be able to sorry, that ice should be able to put out the fire. That's a Tamar Pasha. That's Teva. Everybody knows that water extinguishes fire. Ella, rather, ani sar shel esh. I am the sar of esh. Erid v'akar bim b'fnim. I will go and cool down the fire from the inside. V'achiyach v'vachutz, but make it hot, make it boil from the outside. V'es anes m'sechles, it will be a double miss. Number one, that the sar shel esh is the one that's cooling down the esh for Hanan Mishol Bezaya and saving b'derech nes the tzadikim Hanan Mishol Bezaya. And number two, it's going to be cool on the outside and hot on the cool on the inside, hot on the outside. So the ones on the inside are going to be saved, and the ones on the outside at the same time are going to end up being burnt, like the psukim over there in Daniel described that all the executioners, the ones on the outside who were there to throw Hananiah Mishael Be'Azariah into the furnace, they ended up getting burnt, and in the meantime, the ones who were inside Hananiah Mishael Be'Azariah ended up getting saved. So after when Gavriel said this, Hashem said to him, "Raid, yes, go down and do it." But because Hashem kept His word, that promise that He gave him by Avraham Avinu, that I'll one day give you the chance to save three of his descendants. Where said by the fish? Where were they said by the fish? The Israel that went out of Mitzrayim were from Mekate Amona. They were lacking a little bit in their Amuna. And they were scared that just like they came out of the Yamsuf on one side, maybe the Mitzrayim came out of the Yamsuf on the other side and they still could get attacked from the Mitzrayim. Ugedarash Rabbah Bar Mori, like Rabbah Bar Mori, Darsh and Maida Sin, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that discusses Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Vayamru al Yam. The Yamsuf, they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the sea in the Yamsuf. Yisrael Ba'isa Shav Omnu, the Kaisar, so to say, rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Kishem Shanu Oilu Mitzarecha, the same way that we came out of one side, Kach Mitzium Oilu Mitzarecha, maybe the Mitzium came out the other side and we're still not saved from them. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sar Shal Yam, so Hashem said to the Sar of the Yam, Ploitas in the Yabasha, spit out the Mason the Mitzrayim to the dry land, and they'll see that they're dead. So Amar Lefanu Ribono Shel Olam. So the Sar Shel Yam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulam Klum Yesh Eved Shenoisim LeRabbi Matana. Is there an Eved that the master gives it a present? Meaning now all the Mitzrayim fell in, and now there's food for all the fish that are in the Yam. The Chayzer V'Noitam B'Mena. Now you're going to take the present away from me, and now my fish are going to lose all these Mason that they had. So Amalei Hashem said to the Sar Shel Yam, "Etin lecha echad omechzer shebehem. I'm going to give you 1.5 times the amount that you got now. I'll pay you back." Amalei Rebbeinu Shalom, Yesh Eved Sheteveyas Rabbi. Very nice, you're telling me that. But since when does an Eved ever be teveya his master? So I'm never going to be teveya from you. So when am I going to ever see it? Amalei Nachal Kishon Yed Liarv. Nachal Kishon will be the guarantor on this chayv. So miyad polad oisam. So he spit out the mitzvim le'abasha ubo yisro v'ro oisam uskayis all came and they saw the mitzvim dead. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, yisro mitzvah meisos vasayom. My echad omechzer. What do we see that they? How do we see that they were paid back 1.5 times that amount? The iru b'pariksu sheish meis brecha bachor by Mitzrayim. It says there were 600 chosen chariots. Vilu b'Sisra, eventually when the Vayro came with Baruch to fight with Sisra, it says Ksiv Shameis Rechav Barzal. He came with 900, which is 1.5 times 600, 900 chariots of iron. Ki also Sisra, when Sisra came to attack Klai Yisrael, Asalayu came with them b'Dikari, the Barzal, with these iron sharp things like spears or whatever they were, sharp poking tools of iron. So Hashem took out the stars from their regular paths to heat up the world. Like it says over there in the Pesukim that the Kechavim fought against the Goyim over there from Shemayim. When the Kechavim from the sky got closer to the world and it heated up the world. So then, Alayu Akdiru Hani Dekari Deparza. So it boiled up these metal spears. And the so the goyim, they got all hot. So nechisu the kuri, so they went down into this Nachal Kishon by Nachal Kishon, into cool themselves down. The mischina shayo by Nachal Kishon, and to bathe themselves to cool themselves down in Nachal Kishon. Amar leKadosh Baruch Hu Nachal Kishon, Hashem said to Nachal Kishon, lech v'shalom arvoncha. Okay, now is the time to go pay that which you were in Arif. Miyad garfom. So Nachal Kishon, as they were going right by the river to cool down and to bathe there, so Nachal Kishon went and swept them all away and drowned them all, and took all the things the shlichim liyam and threw, and all the naharas are connected to the yam, so it took them, it drowned them there, it swept them away all the way back to the yam. Shenemar Nachal Kishon gar from Nachal Kedum, like it says in the pasuk over there. The Nachal Kishon swept them away. Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim. What does it mean that Nachal Kishon was Nachal Kedumim? Nachal, this was the river Sha'asa Arev Mekedim, that was a guarantor to do this from earlier on, from the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. It was the guarantor that it's going to pay back the Yam by sweeping away and giving it 900 chariots eventually, instead of the ones that it spit out. So, at that time, when the yam was paid back, this chayiv, so pasul dagim shal yam v'amru. So that's when the dagim in the sea opened up and said, "V'emes Hashem loylam, that Hashem keeps His promise forever." Or Shimon Lakish, minus siv moshiv akeres habayis. What does it mean akeres habayis? Amar kenes yisrael lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, which Rishbam says that the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Samuni Benecha, your children made me kechol olzu, like a weasel, hadar b'ikri abatim, that lives in the nooks and the crannies of the house. Meaning, al yedei the rishoyim, that are amongst Klal Yisrael, that does averus, we have to hide and act like as if we're a weasel, as if we're not chashiv. And that's what the pasuk means. Mashiva Akeres Habayis is the one that lives in the Ikri Abatim, that lives like a weasel. Hashem takes it and makes it into an Eim Abanim Svecha. Dorash Rava, Ma'idich Siv, or Hafti Ki Yishma Hashem is Kaili. So, Arma Knesset Yisrael, Hashem, the Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eimas Anu Ahuva Lefanecha. How do I know, or when is it seen that I'm loved in front of you? When Yachodesh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs, so then he's showing the hava that he has to Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk continues that Loisi v'li Yoshia, Amar Knesset Yisrael of Yachodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aval Pisha Dola Ani b'mitzvahs, even though I'm poor, not poor in a financial sense, but rather I'm poor in a ruchniyistic sense. I don't have enough mitzvahs, enough schuyos. Nonetheless, L'cha Ani, I still belong to you, we're still your nation, and therefore, it's still fitting, it's nice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Kahana, Kishachala Rav Yisrael ben Rabbi Yosi, when Rav Yisrael ben Rabbi Yosi got sick, Shalach Lei, so Rabbi sent him a message and asked him, Amar Lanu, say over to us before you're nifter, let us hear from you, Shnayim Shalosha Devarim, a few things Shamaat Alana Mashum Avicha, that you said over in the name of your father, Rabbi Yosi. So Shalach Lei, Kach Amar Abba, he sent him, my father said as follows, Maidich Siv, Halalu as Hashem Kol Goyim, right, it says that the Goyim, the nations of the world, should praise Hashem. Why? Because it says in the end of the pasuk over there, Kigavu Aleinu Chasad, because Hashem's chasadim are strong upon us. So he asked, Umas Ha'olam Ayavidatayu, why are the Umas Ha'olam praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chasadim that he does to us? So he asked, Rabbi Yosi explained, Ha'okika Amar, must be that this is what the pasuk means. Halu was Hashem kol goyim, agvur sanifloiz to avibadayu. The goyim have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their miracles that they got. Then, if that's the case, Kol Shekein, Anu, so for sure us, the Gavra Aleinu Chastai, we who are Gavra Aleinu Chastai, we got so much chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how much more so do we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesedim that He gave us? V'oid, another thing he said, Asidim Mitzrayim Shetavli Darin LeMashiach, eventually, last lovely, Mitzrayim is going to bring a present to Mashiach, And Kasavar, it's going to think, Eina Makavim, the Mashiach is going to say that, no, we don't take from the Mitzrayim. Mashiach, so Hashem is going to tell him, Mashiach, no, you should accept the present from them. I mean, they deserve that they should be allowed the schus of giving a present to Mashiach. Why? Because Achsan also the Banai be Mitzrayim. Because the they hosted Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Miyad, so once Mashiach doesn't accept the present from Mitzrayim, so then Yeso Chashmanim Mini Mitzrayim. The next pasuk continues over there. Yeso Chashmanim Mini Mitzrayim. The Chashmanim will come because of Mitzrayim. Which means to say, Nasa Kush, Kavachomer Me'atz, Be'atzma, that Kush is going to make a Kavachomer, that they should also be able to bring a present to Mashiach. And the Kavachomer will be as follows: a Mahalalu, if the Mitzriim, Shenishtavdu Behem, they enslaved Klal Yisrael, Kach, and nonetheless, they're Zoycha to be able to bring a present to Mashiach, so Ani, Shaloy Nishtabati Behem, me, that I wasn't Mishabin myself with the Mitzrayim, with Klal Yisrael, I didn't enslave Klal Yisrael, so they called Shkain that I should be Zeichet to bring a present to Mashiach. And Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to tell Mashiach, Ka'abam Mehem, yes, accept it from Kush as well. Miyad, Kush Taritz Yadav Lelikim. So Kush as well is going to bring a present. So far we have that Chashmanim and Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim is going to be a present can be accepted from Mitzrayim, and then also Kush Taritz Yadav Lelekim, that one's going to come from Kush as well. So now Nasak Malchus Roimi or Rasha Kavachaim Batri. So then Malchus Roimi or Rasha Malchus Edoim is going to make a Kavachaim and say Mahalol Shein Achim, you're not the brothers of Klal Yisrael. Kach Aru Shas Shano Achim, that we're their brothers. Yaakov and Esav were brothers. So for sure, we should be zeichet to bring a present to Mashiach. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu to Gavriel. Then Hashem is going to tell Gavriel, Ga'ar Chayis Kana, don't accept it from them. Yell at the Chaya that hangs around the reeds. Ga'ar Chaya, so with the Chazal Darshan, Ga'ar Chaya yells at the Chaya. The kana lecha eda, and instead be kinder for yourself. The eda of Klal Yisrael, I mean, don't pay attention to Edom. Davar acher, another pshat. Goach ayis kada is shadar ben akonim. Yell at the chase away the chaya that lives amongst the akonim, amongst the reeds. Well, how do you know that that's referring to Edom? Dechsev, because the pasuk says yichar semeno chazir miyor. Viziz sada yirena. The chazir of the forest is referring to Edom, is considered like a chazir that eats the reeds of the forest, and it grazes on the vegetation of the fields. Omar Reb Chiya bar Abam Reb Yechanan, Ga'or b'chaya shekol machseh nichtal b'kumis echad. Another pshat in the pasuk he says is chayas kana means yell at a chaya that uses a kana reed. That was one of the things that they used to make quills in those days. Either they made it from a feather, or you could take a reed and cut a reed in, and use that as a pen. So, Ga'ar B'chaya yell at the nation that's compared to Achaya, Shekol Masen, Nechtav Mekol Masecha, that they all use the same pen, meaning to say that everything they do is against Klal Yisrael unanimously. They don't, not even one thing that they do is good for Klal Yisrael. They're all unanimous against Klal Yisrael. Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim. Then the pasuk continues over there. It says Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim. What does that mean? Sheshachtu Abirim Ka'agolim. That they shechted the strong ones, referring to Klal Yisrael, as if they're calves of Hefker, like, as if Klal Yisrael was Hefker. Sheein lahem ba'alim, that don't have an owner. Misrapes b'ritzei kesef sheftayich. Then the pasuk continues. Misrapes b'ritzei kesef shepoishin yad lekabel moment ve'inay sim ritzayim ba'alim. That they accept shoychad. They open up. Misrapes. Rashbam translates as mater pas passes the palm, they open up their palm to accept money. And Alpha Pekin, they take bribes from Klal Yisrael in order to do things for their benefit. And Alpha Pekin, they don't do their ratzin. They don't fulfill their promise to what they accepted the sheikhet for. Pizer Amim Karvus Yechpatzun. Then it says they scattered out the nations. Karvus Yechpatzun. So what does that pasuk mean? Migarim Lahem Liyisrael Sheispazu Lebeinu Umos Ha'olam. What caused that Klal Yisrael should be spread out in Golos amongst all the nations? Kreva Shahayu Chafetzim Behem, because they wanted to become close to the Goyim. So therefore they scattered all over the place, and that will stop that. Another thing that he sent them, this is again Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, he sent to Rabbi in the name of his father Rabbi Yossi. Gimel Mei is Rishishim V'chamisha Shvakim V'krak Gadol Shal Remi. There was 365 Shvakim markets in the big city, the capital city of Rome. V'chol Echad V'Echad, each one of those 365 markets, Hayu Bo Shloish Meis V'shishim V'chamisha Beronis, had 365 towers. The whole Biranus will be runners, and each one of these 365 Biranus, each one had 365 miles, like steps or levels. The whole mile of mile, and each one of them, these miles, how you buy kedei lozen as kol olam kuli, had enough there to feed the entire world. Amar Rebbe Shimon Berebi the Rebbe. So Rabbi Shimon Berebi said to Rebbe, V'amila, and others have said Rabbi Shimon Berebi Yosi the Rebbe, that it was Rabbi Shimon Berebi Yosi said to Rebbe, Hani Lama La Laman, who are who is all of this for? So he said, L'chol l'chavrcha l'chavrsecha, meaning it's for you, your friends, and your friends' friends, meaning it's for Klai, this is all because of Klai Yisrael. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Sachra v'etnena kodesh l'Hashem, I'll give it all as to be kaddish for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yotzev lo yachzin ki no one will be able to gather it up and keep it for themselves. Ki liyoshim lifnei Hashem yeh will eventually go to the ones who are yoshim in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. My lo yotzev, what does it mean lo yotzev? You won't be able to stored into an oitzer. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, le'otzer zebesa oitzer. That's referring to the regular storage houses that they store grain. Ve'le'yachosin zebes kaniza. That's the treasure houses where they store kesef and zav. And the pasuk says the guy won't be able to store it. Rather, ki the yoshim lefnei Hashem. Rather, it's going to go to the ones who sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Reb Lazer, that Reb Lazer explains that makim makim chaver b'yeshiva. That's referring to someone who's makim makim chaver b'yeshiva, means to say he spends enough time in the base medrash. He knows where everybody sits. So obviously, he's spending a lot of time in base medrash. There's someone who spends time in base medrash learning all day. Igad Ami Amar Reb Lazer says amakal pnei chaver b'yeshiva. Again, the same thing. He meets his friends in yeshiva. He goes to meet the talmidim and the rebbeim in the yeshiva. Means again, he's somebody who spends his time learning all day. So all the wealth, all the treasures that the Goyim amass eventually will go to Klal Yisrael, to the ones who sit and learn Torah. Okay.